of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Levi's and leather jackets, both carrying 45s. They're about the same build, same coloring, look enough alike to be brothers. They hadn't bothered covering their faces. That meant that they weren't worrying about being recognized. Probably didn't come from Clay City. The tall one gave most of the orders.
Who's running this office? Will somebody speak up?
I do the assaying.
That's more like it. And you'd be the fellow who'd know how to open this safe.
Well, there ain't really nothing worth...
Cut out the stalling, mister. Get over here. Move.
Okay.
Enoch saw he didn't have much choice. So he bent down in front of the cast iron safe and started fiddling with the dial. The other outlaw, the short one, he was standing beside the desk. He reached out his free hand. He picked up one of Hiram's ore sacks.
I hear something, man. Feels pretty heavy, too.
Can you let that alone, mister?
All right, take it easy.
That there ore belongs to me. You ain't got no right to it.
Guess you don't hear so good. I told you to take it easy.
You think you can bully me just because you're holding a 45?
No harm.
Yeah, you've got another thing coming, young fella. I spent most of my life hunting that gold, and he ain't gonna walk in here and swipe it. You just let it be,
The next thing I knew, Hiram gave a leap forward. I tried to stop him, but it was too late. For a second, he just kept on moving. Oh, a step or two. Then his legs buckled and he grabbed the edge of the desk, but his fingers couldn't hold the grip. Both the outlaws were staring at Hiram. They weren't watching me. Get down, Enoch. My bullet hit the short one in the arm. The gun flew halfway across the office. And the other one spun around and knocked over the kerosene lamp. I got off a second shot. It was so dark, I wasn't sure I'd hit anything or not. For a couple of minutes, there wasn't a sound. Nothing but heavy breathing. I stretched out my hand, and I felt a chair. I waited a second, and then I gave it a good hard push. He sure had good ears. The bullet splintered into the chair before it even toppled over. But the flash of his gun showed me where he was, crouched right behind the safe, out of range. I edged over to the right. If I could just get past the window without him seeing me. I made a dive and fired. Enoch lit up another lamp. The boy that was shot in the arm, he hadn't passed out. He was just lying there, staring at me. Looking even younger than he had when he first came into the office. The other fella, he'd taken a bullet in the shoulder and he was bleeding pretty bad. But Hiram, he was worse off than either of them. He was flat on his back, gasping for breath. There was a big red splotch on his chest and his mouth was covered with sort of a pink foam like. It's a good thing Doc Nibble's house was in the next block. Well, Doc?
Oh. It's too early to tell anything yet, Britt. I got the bullet out, and it's still hemorrhaging.
I see.
And them other two, they'll be as good as ever in a week or so. Good enough for a hanging if Hiram don't pull through.
Oh, no, no. He's just got to pull through, Doc.
He's an old man, Britt. I've seen fellas a lot younger.
Yeah?
Well, you better get yourself some rest. It's almost 4 a.m.
Well, I thought maybe
Well, there's nothing you can do here. Ain't a chance of him coming to before morning.
I was standing right beside him when it happened. I could have drawn, maybe, and then...
Maybe then you'd both be shut up. And I'll see you in the morning, Bridge.
Well, I went back to the hotel, but I just couldn't sleep. About 6:30, I gave up trying. I figured it was too soon to find out how Hiram was doing, so I went for a little walk around town. I wasn't very hungry, but as long as Mike's Cafe was open, I thought I just might as well stop in for a cup of coffee. And I was just going through the door when Enoch Wilson came up running.
Britt.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Enoch.
I was hoping I'd run into you. Stopped by the hotel, but they said you was out.
Yeah, I was sort of looking the town over.
I just left Hiram.
Oh, he's not...
No. It sure don't look good.
Oh?
Doc Nibble says he's got a good, strong constitution for a man his age. He'd have a pretty fair chance. But Hiram just don't seem to have any fight left in him. Ain't even trying to live.
Well, has he come to?
Yeah, about an hour ago. I happened to be there. You see, I went back to the office after that gunfight last night and finished up Hiram's assay.
Oh?
Well, I thought maybe if it turned out to be something good, well, I wanted Hiram to know about it before he...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was mighty thoughtful of you, Enoch.
Yeah, and it is good, Britt. Real strike.
Well, didn't you tell Hiram?
Oh, sure. But it... Well, it didn't seem to make no difference to him. He just nodded and sort of dozed off like he didn't even care.
Is that so?
And Doc don't understand it neither. You'd think, if anything, it'd make him want to live. Knowing he found gold sure turned the trick.
Yeah, you sure would.
Maybe he figures I'm lying to him because he's so bad off.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess it could be that.
Yeah. So we thought, Doc and me... we thought, maybe if he was to hear it from you, well,
Oh, sure, Enoch, I'll go right over there, sure. Hello, Hiram, how you feeling?
Pretty good, Brad. I'm pretty good.
Oh, well, the doc says you're going to be all right real soon, too.
Yes.
Sure. Of course, you've got to help him along some, you know. He can't cure you single-handed, you know.
It don't matter, Brad. Just don't matter.
Oh, now, what are you talking about, Hiram? Well, I figured you'd be jumping up and down, fighting your way out of bed when you heard the news.
You mean about the gold?
Sure. Enoch said he told you.
He told me.
Well, you believe him, don't you, Hiram?
Well, shouldn't I believe him? I knew it was a real thing when I first found it. I knew it was real. Still, maybe that was a sign.
The sign? What?
That my life's over.
Well,
45 years I spent looking for that yellow stuff. Well, now I finally found it. I ain't got no reason to go on looking, no reason at all. I found it. I'm awful tired, Britta. I'm awful tired.
But you're going to be a rich man, Hiram.
Well, I wasn't hunting gold because it's making me rich, Britta. Maybe when I was younger that was the reason, but lately, these past few years, I just wanted to prove to folks that I... knew what I was talking about, so that I wasn't touched like they thought.
No, of course you are.
Those ore samples prove it, Britt, so it ain't gonna be too hard to die. Ain't gonna be hard at all. I've done what I set out to do, so I reckon I'm luckier than most men.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah, it just goes to show you things work out for the best, Bruce. For the best.
Yeah. Well, maybe Enoch did the right thing after all, so...
What's that?
Oh, nothing, Hiram, nothing. No, you better get some rest, too.
You started to say something about Enoch.
Did I?
Yes, finish it up, Richard. What was that you were going to say?
What I was going to say? Well, now, you're a pretty sick man, Hiram. I wouldn't want to get you all upset.
Upset? What are you driving at, Brad?
Well, you're weak and feeble, and it wasn't my idea, of course.
Well, you don't mean that Enoch... was lying to me that ore wasn't full of gold?
Now, I didn't say that.
I knew Enoch Wilson couldn't be trusted, so it's true about my strike.
Now,
so they figured I was going to die, didn't they? Then they'd all have the laugh on me. But I ain't going to be that obliging. I'll get well if it kills me. And I'll find gold, too, right out there in those mountains where I always said I'd find it. Oh, they think they're going to soft soap me into kicking the bucket, don't they? Oh, they do. Well, Britt, you just tell them different.
I'd be glad to, Hiram. I sure would be glad to. Well, by the time Hiram got well and found out he was responsible for a genuine gold rush, there just wasn't much he could do about it. And the way the money poured in, faster than Hiram could spend it, no matter how hard he tried. He sure went in for some fly-by-night schemes, too. Like that with that organizing a prospecting expedition to go up to Alaska, someplace called the Klondike, I think it was, something like that. Everybody knew he'd never find gold up in a place like that, because they're all expecting him to come back any day now. Admit that it was just a wild goose chase. But he hasn't shown up last time I was through Clay City. Folks are beginning to wonder what's keeping him.
The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt and is written by him. Mr. Stewart may soon be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Herb Vigran, Bill Johnstone, Barney Phillips, Tony Barrett, and Howard McNear, who played Hiram. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is Hal Gibney speaking. This is the NBC Radio Network.